Okay, let's see if this is better.
It's my phone. Am I? Okay. It's my phone.
Okay, so you're going to send over what we need to re-sign.
Correct. So.
Okay, and then tell me about accounts payable and receivable. Do I make copies of the contracts we have?
Do you have like a, in your QuickBooks or your bookkeeper or accountant?
I don't run my accounts receivable and payable through my QuickBooks.
Okay. How do you keep track of that?
I have a folder that has my invoices in it that I pay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a lot of subs that just bring me a bill and we cut the check then.
Okay.
And so I have that, and then we have paper contracts that we write for our customers.
Okay, so you don't have like a ledger of, oh, this person's, this account is that. It's just,
no.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Not
so
a phone.
So what I have is like, let's say I owe Rayburn Rental $874. I have a bill that says Rayburn Rental $874. Or
okay.
If I owe the City of Amarillo $197, I have a bill that says City of Amarillo $197. So I don't really have, and actually right now, as far as those bills, I don't really have any. The only ones I have is like, and they're really not considered past due, but are like my vendor, West Texas Gunite. So I owe them on 3 pools for Gunite. So I don't know how, do I just make a copy of those invoices?
Oh, so I guess the question they'll ask me, and it's not a big deal. I think this issue is solvable, or I'm going to do my best to solve it. How do you keep track of, like, hey, people not slipping through the cracks that owe you money and vice versa? How do you keep things slipping through the cracks of who you need to pay?
I get an invoice and I pay it.
Okay. There is one thing, though, that you mentioned, that there was, like, an account that you guys are past due on, correct, for a pretty big amount? Or is that a lot of accounts that you're past due on?
That's really just West Texas Gunite.
So and what do they do?
They're a vendor that come in and gun out for us. So they're actually a subcontractor.
Okay.
I'm not really past due on them. I just haven't paid them. I just up to date. So
they give me
15 days to pay. So their payment was due the 15th. So it's
gotcha.
Not really past due.
Gotcha.
In their
gotcha.
Mind, you know.
Okay. So
you know
there's
I mean?
Not... No, I, of course I understand what you mean. So it sounds like, yes, you don't have a separate entry in your QuickBooks or Ledger for... You don't age your accounts receivable and receivable. You just pay people. Gotcha. And they
yeah.
pay you. And you keep
yeah.
a track. And I'm
yeah.
assuming you periodically go through this and say, hey, if someone's owing you guys a lot of money and isn't paying, you follow up with them.
Yeah, what we do is... and I can send you a contract... But let's just say, okay, we're doing the Wilson job. So we have a file, and our contract is made out to them, an Outback Pool and Spa contract that's 8.5 by 14. It lists what all, and it's professional. It's listed in a layout of what all we're doing for their pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then down at the bottom, it says on day of excavation, 20% of contract. On day of gunite, 45%. So they pay us 5 times through their
contract. Oh, because you just won't do the work unless they pay you.
Right. And so it doesn't go past due. So
gotcha.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 files on my desk so that I have under construction now. So
gotcha. So your guys are stopping work with you don't age your accounts receivable. You've got to pay this, and if not, so I'm sure you have instances where people are like, oh, can you just start doing the gunite? And you're like, no, you have to pay for this to get this
yes.
part done.
Yes, and if they draw from the bank, you know, Rogers went into, let's say, Amarillo National Bank.
Okay.
So he's listed as the lien holder, and
okay.
so Amarillo National Bank will cut us a check, and I bill them the day the project is done. So if
okay.
we gun out that day, I invoice Amarillo National Bank that day.
Cool.
You know what
so,
I mean?
No, it's great. What I'm going to have to do is this. Since you're doing the bookkeeping, what I'm going to do is, if you can send me everything, I'm going to send it over, and I'm just going to add the explanation to say, hey, look, if they want to talk to you, no big deal, because it sounds very straightforward. There's nothing to hide here. So I'm just going to say, hey, look, if you want to talk to the bookkeeper, here's Rena. She can explain it. And that way, I think I can get this accomplished.
Okay, so do you want me to email you back what I do?
No, I think I'm just going to... It's going to be three sentences. Customer doesn't age their accounts payable. This is how their pool jobs go. People have progress payments to make. If they don't pay, then that work doesn't get done. So you're not collecting on people. You're not sending, hey, your invoice is 30 days past due. They are paying at the same time. Accounts receivable.
The only thing that gets aged, which is usually is our service on our service side, which is probably, what would you say our service is, like 10% of our business? Probably barely 10% of our business. And if I, okay, let me put it this way. If someone doesn't pay me for service, like I have a gentleman we did back in June. He's going to need me here coming up in fall. I have only sent him one past due invoice. He's a pain in the ass. I don't really want to do his work anyway. So I just leave his invoice in my unpaid stat, which is he's the only one I have right now. And so he just doesn't get work done. But literally that business is not paying our bills. It's just our service side.
And at the same time with your vendors aren't sending you out with net 90 terms. It sounds like they're net 15 or 30.
Yes, they are, and I'm really not behind. I told
you pay.
I am, because in my mind I am. In my mind I'm panicking, in my mind.
No, I understand. Of course. So if you can, get me those missing pages and avoid a check, and I'm going to send this explanation in. I think it makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, and I'm printing them right now. I'll get them to sign them, send over the voided check, and that's it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.